The interprisoner violence is really a challenge in the penitentiary service, but we see this as a positive development because during the previous reporting period, the problem was torture and ill treatment by the staff administration of the prisoners. Now all the international actors, including Human Rights, the Special Rapporteur and CPT, say that there is not a single case of torture and ill-treatment from the staff members, and the only remaining issue with respect to ill-treatment, this is prison-to-prison violence. And of course, attempts are found in every country, in every prison, that one prisoner tries to have influence on another. And the only issue, the only possibility that the government has to do is that how to prevent and react on that. And we are doing, of course, as it was mentioned, that there is no written response, and we are ready to provide the written response within 48 hours as the rules give us possibility. Mm-hmm. But in short, please be informed that the penitentiary service prevents and reacts on that, and the details will be provided in written. Likewise, we will provide the details in written regarding mental health care. If there is time tomorrow, we would tell you more. Also, I would like to briefly react on the questions regarding the anti-drug policy. There was 2015 amendments mentioned and the question regarding plea bargaining. Very shortly regarding the plea bargaining, the issue was raised also before the European Court of Human Rights. It was not related to the drug-related crime, but it was in general how the Georgian model of plea bargaining is in line with the international standards. And in the case of Natsulishvili versus Georgia, the European Court has found that the Georgian model of plea bargaining is entirely in full compliance with the European Convention and international standards. So in that case, the safeguards that the procedural code provide was sufficient for the European Court, and the major safeguard is that the plea bargaining agreement is finally approved by the court. So there is judicial oversight on that, and there is no possibility of abuse from prosecutor service. So this was very briefly. We have a question related to the administrative detentions regarding the participation of lawyers in this case, and I would like to give floor to the Ministry of Interior very briefly to react on that.
Thank you. Access to a lawyer for administrative detainees is fully guaranteed at any time of day and night without any limitation. The right to a lawyer is explained